Bibles, please turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. We'll read verses 7 through 13 together. Read this passage responsively. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 13. First Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 13. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And let's finish on verse 13 together. Ready? Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us in this place. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for the power of God upon the man of God that you've given us. We've laughed together this morning. We have sung praises back to you together. We've read the Word of God aloud together, and now we get to listen to the preaching together. The Holy Spirit, there are hundreds and hundreds in this room. There's no way one human could meet all those needs, but you sure could use our preacher and the powerful truth that you have for us through him to meet each and every need. Please do that. Fill our preacher with your power in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
This morning I'm going to ask you that you not examine others while I preach this sermon. I really do wish, though, that you would examine yourself. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Let me read that to you again. He said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Paul actually said to the people, he said, "You should follow me the way I am following Christ." Paul was saying, "I have set a good example to you about the way that you should follow Christ." All the way to the point that he said, "You ought to be following me the way that I'm following Christ." Now, 1 Timothy chapter 4, we read that together just a moment ago. Verse number 12, it says, "But be thou an example of the believers." Be thou an example of the believers. It says we're to be an example to the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. So now, Paul says, you are to be an example of the believers. And in what way? Well, he clarifies. He says, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Earlier he had said, "Be ye followers of thee, even as I also am of Christ." Now, again, today, I do not want you to examine your husband. I want you to examine you. I do not want you to examine your wife. I want you to examine you. I don't want you to examine your children. I want you to look at you. I don't want you to look at your parents. I want you to look at you. Leaders, I don't want you looking at the followers that follow you in this church. I want the leaders to look at themselves. I want the followers to look at themselves. I want all of us to not glance at everyone else during this sermon, but glance at yourself. I call the sermon, "Wonder if we were all just like you." Wonder if we were all just like you. And Brother Brett, I'm going to use this cordless mic. Wonder if we were all just like you. You are to be an example to the other believers in the church. This is a very personal sermon. You are to be an example to everybody else. I need everybody to find a seat and settle down. If you have an emergency and you need to step out, I understand that. Young people, let's settle in a little bit. Let's not let anything draw the attention away from the preaching of the Word of God this morning. This is a very personal sermon. You're expected by God to be an example of what a Christian ought to be. Paul tells these people to be an example in some specific areas. He says you ought to be an example in word. An example in word. What's it talking about? It's talking about the way you talk. You ought to be an example to the other Christians and even to the lost in the way that you talk. We're talking about you shouldn't be a gossip. You shouldn't be a bad example. He's talking about, we talk about that comes out of your mouth. He's talking about singing. I wonder if we brought you up here and the way you sang earlier in the congregational singing time, if I brought you up here and you had to reproduce in front of everybody and sing the way you sang earlier, if I could say to this entire congregation, I want you to sing just like him or her. Now, I'm not talking about quality here. Some of you are saying, oh, that would be embarrassing. I'm not talking about quality. I'm talking about fervency of attitude. I looked around. Some of you, and I'm going to tell you something. You say, I'd like to know what shape my young people are in. Just watch them when they don't sing during the service. You just watch. You can tell if somebody got the love of Jesus down in their heart. But if I brought you up here, could I say to this entire congregation, sing like her? What would happen, Brother Nash, to our song service? But the Bible says, be thou an example unto the believers. In other words, somebody sitting by you ought to have your example of how to sing and put your heart into it when the service is going on. What be in word were to be an example. In word. In other words, negative talk, you would be a bad example. Cussing, you'd be a bad example. Or with positive talk, you'd be a good example. Praising God, you would be a good example. A good word, you would be a good example. But Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. He said, you need to be an example to the believers. Even right now, the way you pay attention. Be an example unto the believers. He said, in conversation. That's another word that he uses here in 1 Timothy. The word conversation there is talking about your way of life. The way you live your life ought to be an example of what a Christian is supposed to be. Hey, you realize that people know that you go to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church and they're going to determine what they think the rest of us are like based on what you're like. There are people that you work with that think all of us have the same work ethic that you have. Those of you that are lazy and you show up for work late all the time, there are people at work that think this whole church is full of a bunch of lazy, late people. Because you are to be an example as to what the rest of the believers are like. It's talking about your way of life. Hey, you know, you're to be an example of the believers, not just at church. You're supposed to be an example of the believers off the church property as well. Off the church property as well. The real you, your lifestyle is what it's talking about. So be an example. He says be an example in the area of charity. Now what's charity? That's the way you love. The way you love people ought to be an example of how we all ought to love people. Now who do you love? And let me tell you something. The easiest people in the world to love is your husband, your wife, your kids, your mom and dad. That's the easy, that's the giving. Even the lost, wicked people do that. Right. But who do you love outside your immediate family? Or have you even got that part down? I mean, do you really love your husband? Do you really love your wife? Do you really love your family? Do you really love your parents? But if we get past the kindergarten stage of love, let me ask you. How much do people see you love? Who would say, that man right there loves me? That lady right there, they love me. Who? Who outside your immediate family? But you are to be an example unto the believers in this area of love. What do you love? Do you love your sin? That's a bad example. But do you love the Bible? That'd be a good example. Do you love people? That would be a good example of love. The Bible says charity. charity. What part of charity is giving? Are you a good example of giving? Or are you a bad example of giving? Are you stingy? Or are you a giver? The Bible says, Paul said, be thou an example of the believers. In word, we talked about that. In conversation, we talked about that. In charity, then he said, in spirit. You say, what spirit? That's your attitude. That's your attitude. You say, what's my attitude? Your attitude is the way your face looks sometimes. When you roll your nose and roll your eyes and you have a bad attitude. You know, your attitude is whether you smile or not. Your attitude is, are you a peacemaker or are you a troublemaker in the church? We don't need any more troublemakers. We don't need any more troublemakers. That ought to be behind us. Hey, your spirit is, are you an optimist or a pessimist? Do you feel like you have hope that God has some wonderful things in store for our church and for the people of our church, or are you negative about everything? The world's negative enough, we don't need your contribution. All right? Are you an encourager or are you a discourager? Do people see you coming down the hallway and think, oh, brother, here he comes. What are they going to say? What are the comments going to be? Are you an encourager or a discourager? I'm telling you. I'll tell you what, Brother Paul. There are people that when I see them in my line coming in to get counsel, I go, oh, I got to get my steel toes on and tell them what it's going to be this time. What kind of, I don't know. What's your gripe now? What's your problem now? I've got to prepare my spirit to be able to take their arrogant prideful way. But the Bible says that we are to be an example, every one of us. I'm talking to every person in this building. You are to be an example. I'm not talking to the staff now. I'm talking to the Christians in here. That is, if you are a Christian. In spirit. Then it says you're to be an example in faith. In faith. What's that mean? Obeying God's word. The Bible says that you do it, that's the end of it. Like I preached last week, it's a conviction with you. If the Bible says it, you're going to do it. Doesn't matter how you feel, where you are, what church you're a part of. If the Bible says it, you're going to do it. That's faith. That's faith. You ought to be an example to others about your faith in the Word of God. And you're trusting God. And you're obeying the Holy Spirit. And obeying the preaching of the Word of God. And that courage to step out and do something for God. You ought to be an example of that. An example of that. It does not say you should just be following examples of that. You should be an example of it to the other Christians. Then it says that in the area of purity, you should be an example. Pure thoughts. Pure thoughts. You know, there's an area where we can't see what's going on inside you. At least not yet. And that's the thought life. You see, what goes on inside your head, we can't see it. But believe me, whatever you put in your head, sooner or later, we're going to see it in your life. Because you can't let evil, wicked thoughts run wild on the inside of you without it eventually coming out of you. But you ought to be an example in having pure thoughts, pure eyes. Let me tell you something, men. It's time for the women in our country to strip down half naked and start running the streets without their clothes on. You need to keep your eyes to yourself. It ought not be that any woman ought to have to worry about your eyes checking her out from top to bottom. You say, well, she shouldn't dress like that. Well, you shouldn't look at that. You shouldn't look at that. And ladies, put some clothes on. Just because the sun comes out a little extra hot doesn't mean you ought to be running around in your underwear everywhere for people to see you. But pure. We're talking about, we ought to be an example of purity. Pure in our morality. Pure with our bodies. Pure with our music. Pure in our business dealing. The Apostle Paul comes along and he says, be thou an example of the believers. In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith. He says, I want you to do all these things in your purity. Hey, listen to this. Look right this way. Wonder if all the people in our church followed your example. Wonder if everybody in this church was exactly like you. Wonder if the example that you were setting actually was followed by this entire congregation. What kind of a church would we have? Wonder if what you are is what our church became. You are responsible to be an example to the rest of us.
It's not just the pastor's job to try to be an example, though it is his job. It's not just the staff's job to be an example. It's not just the Sunday school teacher's job to be an example. This was written to all Christians. All church members are to live as examples of what Christianity is, what the Bible teaches, and what this church stands for. That means you. That means you. You might think, well, I don't hold a position in the church, so I can live any way I want. Oh, yes, you do hold a position in this church. All of you do. You say, well, what is it? You're a Christian. And then you hold the position of church member. You are responsible. You are to be an example of what other Christians ought to be. Hey, would you come to this church if everybody was exactly like you? I'm going to promise some of you that are hard to deal with. If everybody in this church was like you, you wouldn't even come to this church. Because you couldn't put up with you. What the rest of us have to put up with because of you is ridiculous. You would not come to this church if we were all like you. Hey, think about what we put up with then. Would others come to this church if we were all like you? You know something? We're either a good example of what Christ would have us to be, or we're a bad example. Wonder if everybody here followed your example. Wonder if we were all Christians just like you. Give this. Wonder if I came into the congregation, I just started picking some ladies out, some men out. What if I came to you, and I brought you up here this morning. I said, come down here from the balcony. Come right down here and stand. We are going to examine your life. And I'm going to tell everybody in the church to be just like you. I'm going to tell them, sir, that what you are is what we are supposed to be. Now, Paul said, be ye followers of me as I also am of Christ. I am not trying to minimize the fact that Jesus is our example, but I've got to tell you, you and I are commanded by God in His book to be examples of the believers. And unto the believers. So if I come get you this morning and I say, I want you to stand right here, we're going to examine your life and I'm going to tell everybody in this church to do exactly what you do, how pleased would we all be? What do you say? What are you talking about, Brother Owens? I'm glad you asked. Wonder if we were all just like you. Number one. Wonder if we were all as unreceptive to the preaching as you. For some of you, this sermon won't make a lick of difference in your life. It won't bother you. It won't eat at you. You're already asleep from staying up last night and watching the late show, not realizing that this morning Jesus wanted to speak to your heart, but you're too tired to listen now. You will shrug this sermon off, just like many others, but you're to be an example unto the believers. Now, wonder if all believers came to church and they shrugged off every sermon that was preached just like you. Wonder if everybody thought all the sermons were for somebody else, just like you think they're all for somebody else and they're not for you. Wonder if everybody in this church sat with that lazy, uninterested look. You know, that kick back, half asleep, who cares look. Wonder if everybody did that. Wonder if everybody listened to the preaching just like you. You come to church, you sit through the preaching, then you go home, you don't change a thing about your life. Never, hey, you don't look at the preacher, disinterested. I mean, you almost like you'd like for people to know you're uninterested. Wonder if everybody was like that. What if you sat right up here in the choir while the preacher was preaching, you wouldn't look at him? What a bad example. Look off into the distance, half asleep, half cocked. What a crummy example somebody would be under the believers. I'm not talking about somebody that maybe they have some medicine that they take and it makes them a little tired and they're ill. I'm talking about attitude sickness. There's a big difference. You're satisfied with your Christianity. Preaching to you is entertainment, not instruction. Holy Spirit conviction rolls off your back like water off a duck's back. Wonder if everybody continued in their sin like you continue in your sin. What would our church be like? You know, somebody's following your example. Somebody is. Somebody's sitting right by you and they're watching everything you do. And you are an example unto that believer. Wonder if everybody slept during the preaching like you do. Everybody look around. See if somebody by you is asleep. I mean, really, look around. Somebody beside you asleep? Wake them up. That's a bad example. Huh? Wonder if the whole church was just like you. Wonder if this whole church never read their Bible, just like you. Carried it to church on Sunday sometimes, but they take it home, just throw it down, and never read it. Wonder if the whole church was just like you. Wonder if the whole church never prayed, just like you. Wonder if the only prayer that this entire church ever offered toward heaven was the one that was being made at church or every once in a while at a meal. You know, over the teeth, through the gums, watch out stomach, here it comes, amen. Wonder if everybody prayed like you prayed. Wonder if everybody read their Bible like you read your Bible. Wonder if everybody responded to the preaching just like you. The Bible says you are to be an example unto the believers. So I say, wonder if everybody was as unreceptive to the preaching of the Word of God as you are. Secondly, hey, wonder if everybody was a lost church member just like you. Can you imagine? You know, there's somebody sitting in this building today. You're a part of this church, but you're lost. You're not saved. You've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let me make it very clear. If there had been a time in your life when you realized you were a sinner, if there had been a time in your life when you realized there was a penalty of sin, and Jesus Christ paid that penalty with His death, His burial, and His resurrection, and you turned to Christ and asked Him to forgive you of your sin, come into your heart and save you, and you meant it with your heart, you're saved. Signed, sealed, delivered, it's all taken care of. Once you're saved, you're always saved, but you got to be saved. You have to have done it. But wonder if this whole church was full of lost church members, lost church attenders. There's somebody under the sound of my voice, maybe sitting in the balcony today, maybe tucked away all the way in the back, maybe sitting in the choir. You've never trusted Christ as Savior. You went through some religious routines, but you never got down to it and met with God and asked Him to come into your heart and save you in a minute, and you're on your way to hell. Can you imagine what kind of a mess the church would be if everybody here followed your example? You'd have a whole church full of lost people, and there are churches everywhere like that. There are religious churches with religious preachers, but they're not saved. Wonder if everybody was just like you, a lost church member. Huh? You say, I'm too embarrassed to admit I'm unsaved. I wonder if a bunch of people just decided to follow you. So you facade as a saved person, but you've never really trusted Christ. Somehow you got on the church roll, but you've never trusted Christ. Maybe somehow you were able to get baptized, but you never trusted Christ. Wonder if this entire church was made up of people just like you. What kind of church would this be? He said, be thou an example unto and of what a believer ought to be. Number three, what about tithing and giving your offerings? Now stay with me here. Wonder if everybody in this church gave like you do. Wonder if everybody in this church did in regard to tithing what you do. You know what we'd have to do? We would have to, in some cases, throw away the offering plates. You don't tithe. We'd have to throw them away. We'd gather them all up, throw them all away. We would need you to play an offertory anymore, because we wouldn't have an offering if everybody in the church followed some of your examples. Mrs. Knight, we wouldn't need you to play the organ for the offertory anymore. Because we wouldn't need an offertory. Because you won't tithe. And if everybody in this church was exactly like you, we'd throw the offering plates away. We'd throw the offertory away. We wouldn't need it. You know what? We'd get rid of the usher's jackets. We wouldn't need them. You don't need usher's jackets if you don't need ushers. And you don't need ushers if you're not going to give. And if this whole church was exactly like you, we wouldn't need those offering plates. They're waste. Now think about it, Christian. Remember, we're not examining each other. You are examining you. We're talking about you being a good example. Hey, what if everybody's just like you? We would have to throw away all the deposit slips because there'd be no deposit. If everybody's exactly like you and giving their tithe and offering, you know what? We wouldn't need these tithing envelopes. We wouldn't need them. There'd be no need for them. You don't need them. So I wonder if we all decided we would follow your example. We don't need any tithing envelopes. Don't need them. Why? We're all like you. We're all going to do it the way you do it. We're all going to follow your example. And you are commanded by God to be a good example. You are. We couldn't pay the bills. Brother Brett, do you have a switch up there to any of the electricity up here? Turn it off. If it was like this every Sunday, there'd be some of you saying, I'm moving on. I won't come to church where there's no lights. Yeah, but if it were dependent on you, there would be no lights. Because if we all followed your example, you won't give, and if you won't give, we can't afford lights. Somebody's got to pay the light bill. If you will, Brother Brett, turn them back on. There'd be no heat in the winter. You know what you'd have to do? You'd have to find another church where somebody would carry you, wouldn't you? You'd have to find another church where somebody would be obedient to that which you're not willing to be obedient to. You'd have to find, hey, you would have to find another church where you could go play like a welfareite and let somebody else pay your way. No tithe. No offering. No air conditioning. No water. Couldn't afford it. Why? Well, we decided to be the kind of Christian you are. We got rid of the ushers. We got rid of the offering plates. We decided to be like you.
But again, leave it alone. We don't need any more comedians.
Guess what? We wouldn't have a building because we couldn't make the building payment.
Right.
Staff, I'm sorry. You would not work here anymore. Because we couldn't pay you. Finally, but unless you'd be getting what you're worth. If everybody followed your example, let me ask you, those of you sitting in the balcony, if everybody in this church followed your example for tithing and offering, those of you sitting in this section, everybody, if everybody followed your example, we would have a building. No staff. No pastor. No youth ministry. No bus ministry. No piano. Couldn't. Where would we get the money? Well, somebody would give. Wait a minute. We're all following your example. No piano. No organ. No PA system. No missions program. You see that right there? Wouldn't even exist. No blessing. God blesses a cheerful giver, but we don't do that. We're following your example. We're all going to be what you are. Wonder if everybody gave when they wanted to instead of when God commanded them to. Well, it don't seem like I can afford a tithe this week. You're supposed to tithe whether you think you can afford it or not. This church wouldn't exist. What are you saying? The Bible says you. No, don't look at your wife. Don't look at your husband. You don't need to examine anybody else. You are to be an example of what the believers are supposed to be. In the way you receive the preaching. And if you're a lost church member, that's a bad example. And your tithes and your offering. Hey, how about those that never come to Sunday school? If everybody followed your example in regard to faithfulness to Sunday school, in some cases, there would be no Sunday school. The classes would be totally empty. We'd have to take the Sunday school hour off of our church track. We'd have to take the brochures, and we have on here all sorts of Sunday school classes. If everybody here was as faithful to Sunday school as you are, and we followed your example, we'd shut the whole Sunday school system down. Just forget about it. Let's cancel it. There'd be no children singing in Sunday school, "Jesus loves me, this I know." There'd be no Sunday school activities. I know Brother Major and I were talking about his class, and they're going to have a picnic up at Brother Butch's house here in a week or two. There'd be none of that. There'd be no Sunday school teachers needed. None. Mrs. Lawrence, they wouldn't need you. You wouldn't be needed. Brother Gillum, one of the finest Sunday school teachers in our church, wouldn't need him. Brother Nash, we don't need you. I mean, you wouldn't be needed. Brother Joe Cowling, wouldn't need you. I have a chart here of 54, 55 Sunday school classes. All of them have teachers and assistant teachers. But if everybody in this church did exactly what you do in regard to Sunday school, we would throw all 110 of these teachers and assistant teachers. We'd throw their names away. We'd pull the chart down. We'd cancel it. We wouldn't even open this building up until church time. Why? We're all going to be like you. We're going to follow your example. Because you are to be an example unto the believers. Huh. Sunday school. Throw it away. No Sunday school lessons. I've got a Sunday school lesson here. We don't need any of them anymore. Throw them all away. Why? We don't need them. We're not having Sunday school. Why? We're like you. You know, there are some of you, if we canceled the Sunday school hour around here, you would leave this church. And what you're saying is, you would leave this church because we became like you. Somebody's following you, my friend. There's somebody that may leave this church because of your bad example. We could take these mobile units out here. Really, all told, there are five of them. We give them back to the company. We wouldn't need them. No teachers and officers meeting on Wednesday night. We could do away with all the dividers over in the gym. We wouldn't need them. We wouldn't have Sunday school. If everybody were like you. If everybody were as faithful as you in Sunday school. Number five. Wonder if everybody was like you and they attended church every other week. Whenever they can work God in. There'd be no church every other week. Wonder if everybody was as undependable as you. Wonder if everybody just hopped all over the place to whatever church and whatever they felt like they ought to do. Unfaithful, unsporadic. Wonder if we all just came to church once a month. Like you. Hey, we would just have to advertise church. Come to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church every first, third, and fifth Sunday of the month. Or, no, let's do it your way. Every second and fourth. Somebody's following your example. Hey, wonder if everybody was just like you and the only time they came to church was Sunday morning and they wouldn't come back on Sunday night. The Bible teaches it. You know what we'd do? We'd cancel all choir practices. We'd have no King's Kids. I've got the attendance sheet for King's Kids. John, it's over. Listen to this. If all the children were as faithful to King's Kids as you are, young man, you don't come. We're just going to cancel it because we're all going to follow your example. Young fundamentalists, I've got their attendance sheet here. We're canceling it, Brother Owens. We're going to follow the example of the unfaithful teenagers. We're all going to be like them. There'll be no offering on Sunday night. Brother Joe, no teacher soul winning course. We canceled it. Why? You wouldn't go. We don't need it. We're not having Sunday night church anyway. Why? We're following your example. We'd have to take the Sunday evening service out of all of our advertisements. There'd be no Sunday night nurseries. There'd be no altar calls, no salvations, and no baptisms. Why? We have all decided that we will follow your example in regard to coming to church on Sunday night. We want to be just like you. And it's your responsibility to set an example for the rest of us on what we ought to do and how faithful we ought to be and where we ought to be. Did you know something? If we were all like the Sodomites, did you know the human race would stop? Sodomites can't reproduce. Two men can't produce a baby. Good thing we're not all like Sodomites, huh? They better stop and realize. They think they got it together. The only chance they have is stealing normal people. They couldn't have been born if their daddy had been a sodomite. There were these three men who died. Before God would let them into heaven, God gave them a chance to come back as anything they wanted to be. The first guy said, I'm going to come back as myself, but 100 times smarter. So God made him 100 times smarter. The second guy said, I want to be better than that guy. Make me 1,000 times smarter. So God made him 1,000 times smarter. The last guy decided he wanted to be the best. So he said, God, make me better than both of them. Make me 1,000,000 times smarter. And God made him a woman. Now hang in there, man. Some of you men, you say, don't make jokes like that. Well, I pick on your wife enough. It's your turn to get kicked in the shins. Hey, wonder if everybody were just like you. Where do you get off not being a good example? When did you get eliminated from the process of being an example? We're all supposed to be good examples. How about Wednesday night church? If we decided we'd all follow some of your examples, we would cancel Wednesday night church. It'd be over with. It'd be done. It would not exist here anymore. There'd be no fellowship on Wednesday night with God's people. Why? We're not going to have Wednesday night church. Why? We're going to be like you. There'd be no 6:15 teachers and officers meeting. No, there'd be no offerings on Wednesday night. There'd been no Bible studies here in the last 5 years on the subject of soul winning, on the subject of the home, on the subject of finances, on the subject of doctrines, on the subject of the Word of God, on the subject of prayer, on the subject of childhood. We wouldn't have learned any of that. None of it. Zero. Why? We're like you. We want to be like you. We decided to follow your example. There'd be no primary choir. I've got their report here. That's all over with. Mrs. Rodriguez, it's canceled. It's done. It's over. We don't have it. Why? Well, we're not going to have Wednesday night service. Why? We want to be like you. No junior choir. Mrs. Cowling, done. Gone. It's over. Why? We're going to be like you. Wonder if everybody were as faithful to their junior choir as some of you junior age young people are. We have to cancel teen choir. We didn't do teen choir for us. We did teen choir for you. We got young people come here. They'll sit here while teen choir's going on, sit in the auditorium and talk while all the other young people are at teen choir. Watch out. Some of those will be the ones that will be immoral on the property and end up getting kicked out of school before long because they don't want to be a teen player. Parents, I would not let your kids run wild on the property while everybody else is in an organized program. That's bad news. And so, we're canceling it though, Brother Owens. All the hard work, the plan, probably be easier for you. But we're canceling it. Why? Well, we're not going to have a Wednesday night church. Why? We're going to be like you. We're not going to come on Wednesday night. There'll be no people saved on Wednesday night. No people baptized on Wednesday night. Why? We want to be like you. Number 8. There'll be no King's Kids. Wonder if everybody was just like you in regard to King's Kids. We wouldn't need, Brother John, I'm sorry, we're not going to need your 20 workers or so that work hard. You don't have to fill out a report about your attendance. Let's cut out the revival that we got going on over there. There'll be no scripture memorization. Why? We're all going to be like you. We're not coming. We're not going to be in King's Kids. No scripture memorization among the children. No game time with good, clean time. No preaching of God's Word. No King's Kids books would need to be ordered. Nobody would have to strive for excellence. No awards night. We're just going to be like you. Is that the kind of church you want? You want a church like you? Hey, wonder if everybody in this church was just like you. Never friendly. Never greeting anyone. Walked into the auditorium mad at the world. Wonder if everybody came in and sat down and never said anything to anybody. You know what? We're going to get rid of the greeters. We don't need them. We've decided to be unfriendly. Just like you. We decided not to smile. Just like you. We decided not to shake a hand. Just like you. We don't need the hosts at the doors. Wonder if everybody greeted just like you do. Wonder if everybody came in at the last minute to avoid fellowship. Wonder if everybody wanted to get out as fast as they could. Left during the invitation. Wonder if everybody got up and walked out during the invitation, just left me standing here.
Come on.
just like you. You'd say, that's ridiculous. Yes, indeed it is.
Amen.
Now, wonder if everybody never said a word to the visitors, just like you. Wonder if everybody never smiled, just like you. Wonder if everybody wouldn't laugh, just like you. Wonder if. It is extremely quiet in here. This is a sermon just for me. Just for you. Hey, what would happen if everybody treated Martinsburg Christian Academy the way you do? Wonder if everybody decided, well, I'm not going to put my kids in Martinsburg Christian Academy. All right, let's follow your example. Let's shut her down. There would be people who won't support Martinsburg Christian Academy, who, if we canceled Martinsburg Christian Academy, would leave this church and be angry with me, and they would help to lead the lynch mob if I canceled it. They would. They'd go around talking about me. He canceled Martinsburg Christian Academy. All we are doing is following your example. We wouldn't need a principal. We wouldn't need 16 different teachers. Mrs. Kane, sorry, we won't need you to teach Christian womanhood. It's not important. But then actually, we won't need you to teach Bible. Brother Young, physics. You check anybody that takes his physics class, they'll say it's a fun class. I've never heard that before in my life. That's quite an accomplishment. But we don't need you anymore. Don't need you.
Good.
What? We're going to be like you. Let's just follow your example. We wouldn't need Mrs. Russell and Mrs. MacArthur as secretaries. We'd cancel the sports program. Grade school basketball, grade school cheerleading, high school basketball, high school soccer, high school cheerleading, volleyball. Sorry, Shanda. Program's over. We're all going to follow somebody else's example. All chapels, done away with. No Christian education, no Bible classes, no homecoming, no graduation for kindergarten, no graduation for Martinsburg Christian High School. We're all going to the public school. We're not going on any field trips that are planned in a right way. There's not going to be a candy shell. No junior-senior banquet instead of going to the filthy prom. No science classes where we refute and say evolution is a lie. None. We're canceling it. Why? We're going to do what you do. There'll be no young fundamentalists, Brother Owens. No singing. We're going to follow the teenager's example that won't come. No young fundamentalists. No refreshments. No preaching. It's over. Your report goes up in the air. We don't need it anymore. No crazy games. Brother Brown. Brother Brown's crazy. He's one of the craziest head deacons in the world here. Did you see the frozen t-shirt contest that we had on Wednesday night? Ingenious. Fantastic. Wonderful. That'd be over with, Brother Brown. You wouldn't be able to act like a teenager anymore. You're fired. We don't need you anymore, son. It's over. There'd be some young people in here. If we let him go today, your heart would be broken. You'd be angry with me because I let your youth pastor go, but you won't show up for young fundamentals. Now get in or get out. We wouldn't need youth workers. Brother Lester, where you at? We don't need you and Mandy anymore. You're unnecessary. You are anyway, Lester. We just took you because we get Mandy anyhow. Our young people have jackets, windbreakers, all matching. Those would be unimportant. Program doesn't exist anymore. Why? We're going to be like you. We've decided to be like you, teenager. Wonder if everybody in this church were as involved and committed to soul winning as you are. We'd cancel soul winning on Thursday night at 6:45. We cancel it. It's over. It's done. Brother Owens, we'd have to get rid of all the special made gospel tracks for teenage soul winning. 85 teenagers that were out soul winning this Thursday wouldn't even exist anymore. Why? We're going to do what you do. We'll cancel Thursday night at all soul winning. We're going to get rid of all the gospel tracks. We don't need them. Why? We're going to be like you. We're going to follow your example. Nobody gets saved. So, nobody gets saved, we might as well take the baptistry out. We might as well get rid of these robes. We don't need the towels anymore. We're done. It's over. We're going to be like you. We've decided to follow your example. And just so you all know, somebody's following your example. Your kids are watching you. And one of the hard parts about child rearing is you've got to suck it up and live right because they're going to see you as a hypocrite if you don't. Let's just get rid of it. Let's just forget about it. We won't need any decision slips. That's over. We get rid of these things. We're going to cancel ladies' soul winning, Mrs. Domley. It's over with. 22 women out for Tuesday ladies' soul winning this last week. Get rid of the report. We won't need that. Bus ministry, it'll cease to be a soul winning ministry and it'll just become a transportation ministry. We won't need a permission slip for those young people to come back and get baptized. We won't need these. Get rid of them. We're all going to be like you. What about bitterness in the life? Wonder if every one of us walked around here with a chip on our shoulder all the time, just like you. Bad attitude, just like you. Don't trust anyone, just like you. Never smile, just like you. Quench the spirit, just like you. Never sing, just like you. Wonder if all of us would hold our immature grudges and keep the Spirit of God from working in our lives, just like you. If there are people in this church, you would leave this church if everybody acted just like you did this last year. You would have said, I ain't going to be a part of that. Just like you. Hey, rebellious teenager. Wonder if everybody in the youth department were just like you. Wonder if every teenager in our youth department had a rotten relationship with their mom and dad just like you. Wonder if all the teenagers in our youth department were listening to rock and roll music right now just like you. Just like you, sir. Just like you, ma'am. Wonder if everybody in our youth department would go around fornicating like some of you young people are. Just like you. Wonder if they were sneaking around and breaking the rules behind the leadership's back and mom and dad's back. Wonder if they were nasty toward the spiritual young people, just like you. There are some of you, your parents wouldn't let you come to the youth department if the entire youth department were just like you. You expect us to put up with your rebellious child, but if the entire department were just like your child, you'd say, I don't want him in there. I don't want her in there. Now, wake up, parents. Yes, seem to me like you'd be a little more patient.
Amen. Good.
Wrong kind of pen, but they'd say right now you could hear a pin drop. That was an ink pen. Just like you. How about the altar? How about the altar for the people in the balcony? How about the altar? Let's talk about using the altar for a little while. If everybody would use the altar like you do. Let's tear it out. For the Hawkins, we're taking it down. Starting tomorrow. Do what you do best. Tear things down. We're taking the altar out. They're doing it at churches everywhere. Why? People stop using it. No salvations. No altar. Because why? We're going to use the altar just like you. We're going to use your thinking. I don't need the altar. I'm embarrassed to go to the altar. I'm too big to go to the altar. I'm full of pride. And I won't use the altar. Just like you. No baptisms. No need of decision slips. No people joining the church. No tears. No rebellious lives being turned around. No all to Jesus I surrender. No choir, we don't need any more invitation songs. It's done. Go to the invitation songs in your book and tear them all out and we'll burn them because we're done having altar call because we're all going to be just like you. No piano needed, no organ. Nobody in humility bowing before God and getting right with God. Why? We're all going to follow your example. How about gossip? If everybody gossiped like you gossip, this whole church would be mad at each other. This whole church would be full of backstabbing cutthroats.
Right. Right.
Church full of negative talking Christians. Church full of disloyal people.
Yes.
A church full of people that would hate one another and despise one another and believe every bit of trash should spread about anybody.
Right.
Nobody would trust anybody. Why? Because of negative talk. We want to be like you. Wonder if everybody in this church would bring a visitor as often as you do. If nobody ever brought anybody, I guess there wouldn't be anybody here, huh? This church wouldn't exist. You never bring anyone, so we're going to follow your example. But hey, we won't need any more visitors cards, ushers. We're doing away with those because everybody's going to follow your example. No greeters will be needed. No introduction of visitors in the service. No Shenandoah Hospitality Ministry. And that's where our ladies go to every single visitor that's an adult, and we give them a little gift from the church. Ladies, make sure you keep that up. There'll be no church growth. Why? We're not going to bring visitors. We're going to be just like you. No new members, no salvations, no baptism, no building program. Why? We're following your example. Wonder if we all followed your example about saying amen in church. And I don't need little children saying amen, but it wouldn't hurt some of you men to open your mouths and say amen every once in a while. There'd be no public support of the preaching and the preacher and the truth. There'd be no amen, which is an approval. There'd be no expression of loyalty to the Word of God. It'd be dead. It'd be quiet. It'd be boring. Brother Williamson, I'm glad you're back there. I can hear you back there. And if you get me wound up enough, they can blame you because you're back there motivating me. Thank God for you. This would be a Lutheran church if it were most of you. Be so dead and dry, you'd think that we were in a funeral service every week. Why? We're going to be like you. You'll shout at a ball game. You'll shout at the races. You'll shout at your wife. But you can't say amen for Jesus. Now, we're not a Pentecostal and we're not a charismatic church. Hey, now let me tell you something. The Baptists were shouting amen a long time before they got their blockages that caused them to grunt. Hey, saying amen is not just for the healers, stealers, and the squealers. It's for real born-again, saved people. Hey, wonder if everybody came to church just like you, but they wouldn't get involved just like you. You come, well, you're not about to do the work of the Lord. So we're going to cancel soul winning so we won't need the soul winning reports. Don't need them. Why? We're going to be like you. We're going to come to church, but we're not going to do anything. No choir, no ushers, no grounds crew, no Martinsburg Christian Academy, no special music, no men's prayer meeting, no youth department, no janitorial crew, no staff, no Little League. We can throw the Little League rosters away. No bus ministry. No Shenandoah Hospitality, no couples retreat, no Valentine banquet, no kids crusade. Why? We're going to be like you. We're just along for the ride. We're not going to do anything for God. We're not going to serve God. We're not going to sacrifice for God. We're not going to come into the church anytime except for when the air conditioning's on and I can sit down and I can be fed. You feed my face, but if you expect me to get up and serve God, I'm not going to do it. And if everybody were just like you, there'd be no spring program, no fall program, no choirs, no watch night service, no missions conference, no mother-daughter banquet, no men's ministry, no ministry to our shut-ins, no deaf ministry, no special needs ministry, no East Coast ladies conference, no old past conference, no church-wide picnic, no young fundamentalists, no king's kids, no ladies fellowship, no secret sister program, there'd be no Sunday schools, there'd be no Spanish ministry, there'd be no mausoleum and graveyard, there'd be no jail ministry, no nursing home ministry, no feeding the hungry, there'll be no funerals, there'll be no senior citizen ministry. If we all did as much for God as you do, we would not be here. Why? We decided to follow your example. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ, is what Paul said. He turned around and told Timothy, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. If you came to be entertained this morning, I'm sure that was a part of it. But if you came to meet with God, I'll guarantee you, you did. I'll guarantee you, God got in your heart and in your head while I was preaching. Wonder if we were all just like you. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to get saved. There's more than one reason. You ought to get saved so you don't go to hell. But let me tell you something. It might be that if you'd get saved, somebody else would decide to be just like you. It might be somebody else would say, you know what? That lost church member, they've been in the church for years. They're getting saved this morning. I think I'll have the courage to follow them. It may be that somebody else would say, hey, if he's going to get saved, so will I. Are you a lost church member? Hey, are you just a lost visitor? You ought to get saved. You ought to get saved. You have some friends out there that need to be saved. Jesus is the answer to the problems that they face. And if you get saved and turn your life around for God, you could help them someday. We are to be like Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ told us that we are to be a living example on this earth of what a Christian is supposed to be. Why? Somebody is going to be just like you. They'll follow you. Let's give them something good to follow. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.